We're back on the air, and we are talking to entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we got the full team back today. We got Chris Gerald back off IR, and Alex Cooper the week before was on IR. We got the full team in support, and you know why? That's because John Dustin's my co-host today, and they just wanted to be here for John. Hi, John.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thank you. And you're dressed like it's not winter out. You're the professional of the group, so... our next guest, I'm really disappointed in him. I hear he's got 8 pizza shops, a truck, didn't bring any pizza. I can say for a fact that both Chris and I, our favorite food is pizza. So, but we'll introduce him anyway. Patrick Hellstrand of Oath Pizza, correct?
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate Welcome, Patrick. It, is it Patrick or Pat?
Patrick.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Good. Tell us about Oath Pizza.
Sure. So it's a wonderful company that was founded in Nantucket about 2.5 years ago. I joined about 1.5 years ago. I got a call from a recruiter that I know well who told me about this amazing group of people, great board, great investors who've created this pizza business. And my first reaction is, why are you wasting my time? Like, why would I do that? And as I visited one of the stores and I tried the pizza, I was totally blown away by how different it was. And I learned very quickly that it's a very unique pizza that really doesn't exist anywhere else. The whole notion is founded on this unique crust that's very different, that's grilled and seared in avocado oil.
Mm.
And and I'll tell you sort of how that came about, but it's a really cool story of how the company was founded.
Right, yes.
What were you doing when they called you?
I was working for Equinox in New York. I was leading all their ancillary businesses. So I had a big job. I was one of the executives, and before then, large hospitality startups, cruise lines, hotel resorts. So, yeah, running a little pizza business, as you can imagine, was sort of an interesting proposal. Didn't really make sense, but it's been a fun ride.
There's dough in that business, though, right?
Oh.
Yes,
you know, I'm sorry. I wouldn't even have expected such a low blow from me.
I couldn't help myself.
You just made me look good first time in 5 years.
Is it like a sustainable pizza? Like, is it health conscious, sustainable? Is that the thrive?
Avocado oil. I know I get potato chips with avocado oil. And again, you're using a butter flour, which is a big issue. So, John, I think we could go have pizza there. I think even you could eat that pizza and then you could do your lifting.
I bet I could, yeah.
You know? But to answer your question, John, yeah, we really exist to inspire happiness in people who love great food. So we're much more about great food than just pizza. And as a matter of fact, our pizza is so unique and different that sometimes we struggle, should we even call it pizza? So the idea was founded through this crazy founder who is a great guy, and he's a really creative guy, and he came up with this notion of a different pizza crust. And he did it because he was invited to Las Vegas to the International Pizza Competition. And it's sort of the best of the best in the world competing. And he figured out, if I'm going to win this thing, I have to come up with something unique. So he came up with this weird idea and broke all the rules by bringing out sort of, oil and live flames and won. Took it back to Boston, showed a couple of entrepreneurs and a VC what he'd done. And they're like, wow. This is kind of interesting because the crust is made in a bakery and it's grilled and seared. And it's essentially allowed us to take the most complicated thing of making pizza out of the store. So we don't have to deal with gas or venting or raw dough balls because we have this crust we make. And it's allowed us to have a much more efficient operating model, which in turn allowed us to invest in food above and beyond what anyone else can do. So we are the first and only pizza business in the US that's certified humane on all our proteins. So no chemicals, no hormones, no additives, nothing.
Well, but Italian food is the most profitable ethnic food in the United States because it has the lowest cost of per plate. And pizza, you're saying you've made it even more efficient.
Well, not only just efficient, we made it better, right? Because one of the things that's happened, we love traditional wood-fired artisan pizza, right? That's proper Italian food.
Right.
But it doesn't scale. Like, it's very difficult to scale.
Right. It's artisan. It's one at a time.
Yeah. So what's happened is people have figured out, well, how do we make it faster and cheaper? But everyone can sort of categorically agree it's not as good as the real thing. So what we've said is, like, we don't want to create something that's just worse than what it should be. So why don't we create something that's so different that it can't be compared to traditional pizza and it's more of an apples to oranges approach. So you can love Oath, what we do, which is very different, non-traditional, and then you can love artisan wood-fired pizza. And so it also allows us to not race to bottom on price and quality, which is sort of what the rest of the space is doing largely.
Well, they work off a low margin, so they try to figure ways to cut the cost, really. Sure. That's the pizza business.
Well, and you know, there's people, I won't even go into how many, there's so many grades of mozzarella and pepperoni. Do you obsess about your ingredients as well that go on top of the pizza?
No, exactly. That's what we do. So we essentially had to reinvent cheese for our pizza because we couldn't find cheese that we could buy that we felt good about. So yes, absolutely, we obsess about it. Same thing with the protein. So our pork, our chicken, etc. We had to basically find farms around the country that could make what we needed. And we only work with farms that have sustainable farming principles, right? So going back to traditional methods of raising animals and how they're processed, etc. So yeah, we obsess tremendously about what we put on our pizza, and we don't take shortcuts.
How tough is it to get those types of farms in your supply chain? Is it challenging? I mean, there's got to be a good handful of them now with cage-free and grass-fed. And
yeah, you'd be surprised. It was actually really hard. It took a long time, and if it was easy, everyone would have done it, right? So yeah, it was hard to do that, and it was also hard to create a business model that could sustain it, which is what we've done.
Where are the stores?
We have Nantucket, which is where we were founded. We have South Station, Davis Square, Chestnut Hill, Coolidge Corner, Fenway. Did I mention Davis Square already?
Yeah. Chestnut Hill.
We're in Chestnut Hill.
Mosaic.
Okay, he's self-serving.
It's in the mall where you have the Wegmans and Equinox, oh, yeah. Sweetgreen, SoulCycle.
Oh, it's
Starbucks.
In that mall on
yep.
that side of the street.
Yep.
Is it? So it's right in the mall as you drive up.
Yep.
Okay.
Right, a couple of doors away between Sweetgreen and Starbucks.
Okay, I'll be there on Sunday.
Great. Okay. Super.
I'm gonna take it out. How
Love
long
it.
Do I have to wait?
So it takes 90 seconds to cook. So it's very fast.
90 seconds.
Yeah, it's very, very fast. And that's part of the model of having a baked crust that we then top with fully cooked ingredients. And we're essentially toasting, which is sort of unique.
So it's crispy.
It's very crispy, very thin. It's very unique and different. And it's sort of, we actually put more work into our crust than anyone else, but we do it in our bakery.
Are you wholesaling to any like Whole Foods or any?
We have not started wholesaling, but that's in the plans.
I would
that would change the ingredients a little bit too because of the shelf life, wouldn't it?
Not really. So we do similar to if you've been to sort of grocery stores, Whole Foods, for example, you'll find Ezekiel bread always in the freezer section.
Right.
Because it has no preservatives, no chemicals. We do the same with our crust. It's the moment it comes out and steaming hot, we essentially flash freeze it so we can ship it fresh.
I'm going to see if Chris will go with me on Sunday. One thing I can get Chris out for, not work, but pizza. I know I can always get him out for pizza.
It's usually easy to get people to come and want to try pizza.
How are the like socialization in the shops? Do you have a lot of repeat business? Is it new people coming? What's the...
Yeah, we've done really well with people who come back to us because, again, we're sort of taking the guilt out of eating pizza. So most people love pizza, but everyone doesn't love, you know, how they feel after they eat it. And what we've managed to do is sort of take the guilt out of it and say, listen, no, this is great food for you. There's nothing to feel guilty about. And by the way, you can also get a half, which you can't do with a traditional pizza. You can.
Pizza's one of those foods I can eat compulsively, right, Chris?
Absolutely.
I lent him some money a few months ago to buy pizzas, and he bought 8.
It's interesting. I've seen
5 o'clock somewhere, right?
I'm a food guy.
Yeah.
I've seen people try it with cauliflower crust, and it just doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
So this is probably a good unique.
I
way
barbecue
to
my own
it.
Pizza in the summer. I smoke grill them.
Yeah, and that's similar to what we're doing. So we're grilling and then searing.
Right. That's
so we're doing two different steps.
Like pan sear it.
Yeah. So what we do, we grill one side. And that's how it starts baking. And then we sear the outer edge so it gets really crispy.
Mm.
I'll try that because I've been grilling both sides.
Yeah, I mean, usually what happens with pizza, people throw away the bones, right? The crust gets sort of like, eh, whatever.
Not my wife.
Our pizza is unique because the crust is actually sort of part, the best part.
Right. Wow. So you said that you were recruited. I mean, who's behind this company?
So we have a couple of the sort of Boston billionaires in the mix. We have a VC called Breakaway and some other just sort of exceptional individuals who invested. So it's a really great group of people, which is really what attracted me, the opportunity to build something small to very large with a great group of people that achieve success in many ways that I haven't. And I'm like you, John, I love food and I love pizza, right? Who doesn't? And I really fell in love with the idea of building a food business with integrity that you could feel good about. Because my litmus test is, you know, we're feeding this stuff to kids, so it matters. So I could only, you know, stand behind something that I could believe in and buy, you know, eat myself and feel good about. So yeah, all those things combined sounded like a really fun idea.
Good.
Great. Patrick, somebody wants to find Oath Pizza. How would they do that?
Sure. Just go on oathpizza.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. And then we have a chat bot on Twitter and Facebook as well, where you can sort of engage with the brand, learn more about us, what we do, about our story and our point of view on food, and also find our locations.
And the next time you come back, you're going to bring a pizza, right?
Yes, I promise.
Okay, because, you know, I'm going to have to send Chris for therapy now because he didn't get the pizza. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and yes, I'm talking about Chris Jarrell, our pizza aficionado of the show. And to my right is John Dustin from JED Insurance. John, congratulations on the new office.
Thank you, Jeff. Opened on the 15th of January.
All right.
Things are moving along.
Want to tell people where it is?
It's at 1244 Broadway Street in Rainham, Massachusetts, right at the intersection of 495 and 138.
Oh, that's great. If you know, John does a great job, and we're going to take a break. And John and I will be back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs after this break.